Well, hello there. I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I narrate short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. Tonight, in order to get sleepy, what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a trip to Bellhaven. In particular, get to know a little bit more about the bread maker of Bellhaven. As always, if you're listening tonight, I appreciate you so much for being a part of the Dozing Off community. And here we go. The Breadmaker of Bellhaven. In the little town of Bellhaven, nestled in a soft green valley where fog draped the hills like a warm quilt, there stood a small bakery at the corner of Maple and Pine. It wasn't a modern sort of place. No flashy sign, no online orders, no drive-thru. Just a wooden door with a little brass bell that jingled sweetly every time it opened, and a painted window that read in curly handwriting, "Yay Old Hearth Bread." And behind the counter, every single morning for nearly 50 years, stood a man named Tomlin Alder. Most folks just called him Mr. Tomlin. He wore a white apron, dusted always in flour, and his leaves were perpetually rolled up as though the dough might need kneading at any moment. His beard was a soft, snowy thing that smelled faintly of yeast and cinnamon, and his eyes, always smiling, crinkled at the corners like pages in a well-loved book. Mr. Tomlin had been baking bread since before most folks in town were born. And not just any bread. Bellhaven bread had won ribbons at fairs, been whispered about in cookbooks, and sent tourists just a little out of their way to taste what many called magical. Of course, Tomlin would just chuckle and say, "Ah, it's just water, flour, and thyme, my friend. That's all bread is. That, and a bit of heart." But the townsfolk knew better. You see, the thing about Mr. Tomlin's bread, whether it was his buttery morning buns, his crusty sourdough, or the lavender honey loaves he made on Sundays, was that it always arrived exactly when someone needed it most. There was the time young Jasper Clay had lost his dog and wandered all over town crying. When he finally dragged his feet into the bakery, Tomlin handed him a small roll shaped like a dog's paw. "He's out back," Tomlin had said with a wink. And sure enough, the golden retriever was curled in a sunbeam behind the bakery, tail thumping. Or the day Miss Eleanor Griggs, the retired librarian, came in quietly after her husband passed. Tomlin didn't say a word. He just handed her a loaf of rosemary bread, the kind her husband had loved, and wrapped her hand in his warm, floury one. It wasn't just kindness. It was something gentler, slower. A kind of wisdom that moved like bread dough rising, unseen, but steady. Tomlin's days were simple. He would wake well before dawn, when the sky was still a deep navy blue, and the only sounds were the coo of morning doves and the quiet clatter of his copper teapot. He always began the same way. Boil water, measure flour, feed his starter, a gurgling living thing in a jar he'd named Mabel, and then roll up his sleeves. The bakery would begin to smell of warm sugar and toasted grain by sunrise, and like clockwork, the first customer would arrive at 7:02 a.m. That customer was always Mrs. Elkins, who ran the flower shop across the square. She came in for a poppy seed roll and a chat. "You ought to put a bench out front, Tomlin," she'd say, fanning herself. "People would sit just to smell this place." He'd smile, pass her a warm roll in a paper bag, and say, "They'd fall asleep right there, I reckon." And maybe they would have, because the bakery had a rhythm, a hush, a comfort that wrapped around people like a quilt, the same way the valley's fog wrapped around the hills. But for all the peace Tomlin brought, not many folks knew much about him. He never married, never left town, he had no children. No siblings that anyone had met. Just Mabel, the sourdough starter, a calico cat named Turnip, and the soft patter of flour across the counter. And no one really asked, because in Bellhaven, people respected quiet. They understood that not everyone needed to be known in words. Some people, like Tomlin, were known best in the way they made you feel. Still, every so often, a curious child would ask him, "Mr. Tomlin, how'd you learn to bake so good?" And he'd laugh, kneading dough slowly with his thick hands, saying, "It's just patience, my dear. The dough tells you what it needs. You just have to listen." One late autumn, a light change came to Bellhaven. It wasn't dramatic, no wild winds or thunderclaps, just a letter nailed quietly to the town board, announcing that the new highway would bypass the valley entirely. Fewer travelers would come. Tourists might forget Bellhaven. Shops might close. There was a quiet worry in the air, not spoken, but folded into morning routines and exchanged glances over coffee cups. But Tomlin didn't change a thing. He still baked every morning, still smiled with his eyes, still left a small basket of free rolls on the counter every Wednesday for those who might be short on change. One day, the mayor came in, looking tired. "Tomlin," he said, "we might need to prepare for fewer folk. There's talk of shops closing. You might want to," but Tomlin simply handed him a cinnamon twist and poured him tea. And said nothing, because he knew. The next few weeks passed like molasses in winter. A few shops did close. The antique store shut its doors. The movie house put up a "for lease" sign. There were fewer footsteps on the cobbled street outside. But one thing didn't change: the smell of warm bread every morning. And then, slowly, a new kind of magic began. It started with a young couple who moved from the city, tired of rush and clamor. They stumbled on Bellhaven during a wrong turn, found Tomlin's bakery, and never left. Then came a painter from the coast, then a teacher, then a weaver, then a shy young man who wanted to open a small record store. And they came not because of flyers or campaigns. They came because of the stories. Because someone they knew had passed through a sleepy valley and tasted the best loaf of bread they'd ever known. Because it was the sort of place where an old man remembered your name, your favorite role, and the way your shoulders slumped on a bad day. Because of a place that smelled like home, even if you didn't know it yet. Bellhaven didn't grow big, but it bloomed. And through it all, Tomlin baked. Even as his hands grew slower, even as Turnip grew old and deaf and only slept by the oven now. Even as new faces filled the shop with gentle chatter and old regulars brought grandchildren by the hand. Then one winter, the townsfolk arrived to find the shop dark. The bell didn't jingle. No bread smell danced on the morning air. On the door, in neat script, was a note. Gone for a walk, back soon. Tea. People waited, a little worried, a little unsure. Then, around mid-morning, Tomlin returned, bundled in a thick coat and red scarf, cheeks ruddy from the cold. He smiled and said nothing. Just turned the sign to open and went back to kneading. The next day, the same thing happened. He didn't explain, but over time, people noticed something. Those walks, they always ended in the same spot. The empty lot by the creek where the old community center had burned down years ago. And a few weeks later, a foundation was laid there. A new place. One with a wider open room, long wooden tables, ovens and shelves for flour and books and laughter. A community bakehouse. Tomlin didn't say it was his doing. He didn't put his name on a plaque. But he was always there, teaching, smiling, handing out warm slices of bread with honey and jam. He said simply, "There's enough to go around." Years passed. Tomlin grew older, then older still. Until one morning, the bakery door stayed closed. There was no note, no bell, only the smell of flour and a single loaf left on the doorstep, wrapped in cloth, still warm. Inside, pinned gently to the back of the counter, was a letter in Tomlin's neat, looping script. To the town I love, my hands have grown tired, but my heart is full. If you've ever shared a loaf with someone who needed it, if you've ever waited for your dough to rise, if you've ever watched someone's eyes light up at the scent of something warm, then you know my secret. I was never the magic. You were. Keep baking, keep loving, and keep listening to the dough. With all my heart, Tomlin. The town didn't weep loudly. They baked. That week, ovens across Bellhaven lit up. The scent of bread rolled through the streets. Children Learn to Need, Elders Told Stories, a small plaque was placed on the bakehouse wall. It read, "To the one who made us rise." And in the years to come, people still found their way to Belhaven. Not for the highway or the scenery, but for something quieter. For the feeling that in a little bakery, on a sleepy corner, once lived a man who brought life to a town the way bread brings warmth to a cold morning. And every so often, when the wind shifts just right, you can still catch the scent of cinnamon in a voice, low and kind, saying softly, "Just listen to the dough." Man, what a story. I love that one. I hope you're asleep. Good night.